This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is your final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 459. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. It's also sponsored by Amazon. Boost your sales today by using Fulfillment by Amazon. Well, is chasing perfection in small business a gift or a curse? My next guest has written a new book that provides an answer. Sue Hawkes, a best-selling author, keynote speaker, certified EOS implementer, certified business coach, and globally recognized award-winning seminar leader. She's got her fourth book out. It's called Chasing Perfection, Shatter the Illusion, Minimize Self-Doubt, and Maximize Success. Sue, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Barry.
Now, a lot of people will say, listen, we got to be perfect. We've got to offer perfect products and perfect customer experience to our customers. They're not going to buy from us. What do you say to that?
Well, I think perfection is that, you know, elusive dream we all have. And I think as small business people, we strive to accomplish that. The problem is once we accomplish some degree of excellence, we tend to raise the bar. And at some point, it starts to be a self-fulfilling, self-defeating prophecy.
See, I always think that perfection really, you know, keeps you back. I mean, I think that we should be effective, right, and efficient. But I think that perfection, we can never, ever get there. And also, Sue, the definition of perfection is different for every single person, every single customer. So how can you ever possibly even get there?
I totally agree with you. That's why the subtitle of the book is Shatter That Illusion. So we're on the same page.
And so being a small business also involves taking risks. So how can you take risks and be a perfectionist?
Well, no kidding. And the risks you take are sometimes make or break because you're not the size of a large company where you can afford to make a mistake.
So how do small business leaders balance those things in their mind, you know, wanting to really do a great job, being perfect, and taking risks?
You know, I think we have to have a series of practices, and we have to take stock on what's good for the greater good of our own company as well as for our clients and our employees and ourselves personally, actually.
And so this balance, we also seek to do this in this whole work-life balance, which I always thought was really an illusion because I don't know how with electronic devices and work really getting into every part of our lives, you can really balance work and business. It seems like we have to integrate them together.
Absolutely accurate. I talk about work-life integration. You know, our work is at home and our home is at work. The question is, are you fulfilling the most important things so that internal need for what I would call more peace and consistency and groundedness is there with the external time management, which is more often what I think people talk about when they talk about balance.
So how do you actually integrate those two things, Sue? What are your best tips in this area?
You know, I think the top three I would talk about are you have to learn to stop and breathe. You know, you have to gain perspective. You have to learn to say no based on what you value and what aligns with what you're trying to do. And then you have to also be able to delegate and elevate yourself and not be afraid to follow at times or be a good teammate instead of always being the leader.
And I think you also have to learn to say no. I think you have to figure out what you're not going to do as well as what you're going to do.
Absolutely. You have to be able to take stock of when I say yes to something, and I'm the most guilty of this, Barry. My company is called Yes, for God's sakes. And, you know,
with two S's.
Say yes, exactly. Just to exaggerate it. But when you say yes to something, you're saying yes to a whole lot of things, usually. There's not just one yes with one action. And often we're saying yes to the outcome, not thinking about the 400 things that absolutely add up to that. So we have to take that into consideration to be able to say no when it truly doesn't align or we're overcommitted or overextended in any way.
Because focus, to me, is the most important part. And one of the most difficult things for me is integrating my personal and business life is be able to focus what I'm doing at that particular point in time, because we're constantly getting interrupted by electronic devices.
Exactly. You have to have a lot of discipline around that. And we have practices in the book that refer to that, but couldn't agree more on our electronic world. It gets in the way of everything, and we should be more efficient. And I think the majority of us are less efficient. Blocks of time are required to get things done.
It's kind of interesting because I have a very low-tech method, Sue. In order to focus on my monitor at work, I have a Post-it note that just says focus on it. And when things initially go bad, I kind of look at it and go, focus, focus, focus. And so that's my low-tech method. We're talking with Sue Hawk. She's the author of a new book. It's called Chasing Perfection, Shatter the Illusion, Minimize Self-Doubt, and Maximize Success. So one of the things you say in the book I find really fascinating is you say that success is a learning disability. How's that?
Well, you know, when we're successful, we tend to make that a strategic thing. So we'll say, hey, you know, that worked. I'm going to do it again. And then if we get a good result, we continue to do it. And over time, we stop thinking, really, truly critically thinking, and we rely on that strategy until it breaks down, which often impedes us from being creative and innovative and finding new solutions to newer problems that might look the same but aren't the same.
And it's hard to really have this beginner mindset to actually renew over and over again and still pursue perfection, right?
It is. It is. I think, you know, martial arts would teach us that beginner mindset really is to be hungry to learn and to not become so overconfident or committed with our own solutions that we don't look and be hungry.
Yeah, I've been doing martial arts for about 15 years. And I have to tell you, Sue, I'm humbled every single time I step on the training floor.
I believe you.
No matter what we're doing.
That's easy.
You also say in the book that you have to be responsible for your life. And though I think a lot of people say, well, of course I can be responsible for my life, but I don't believe a lot of small business owners actually operate that way on a daily basis.
I don't know if it's a lot or a little, but what I would say is I look up and I say, you know, Barry, in what ways is it working or not? You know, where are you looking up and saying it's here because I'm here? You know, you got to this point in life, so how are you going to deal with it? And I really do believe until you learn to say, look, this didn't happen randomly. It didn't happen by accident. Nobody else forced it upon me. So what do I do with it? You're going to be stuck and you're going to be a victim, and that's not going to leave you resourceful or creative.
On the other side, it seems to me a lot of folks, and you have in the title of your book, the idea of self-doubt, that a lot of us buy into this idea of the imposter syndrome. How do you actually minimize that self-doubt so you get a chance of success?
You know, I do think you need practices for self-reflection and so that you can go inward and truly get centered again, because oftentimes that doubtful self is the one that's going, what if they find out? What if they find out I really don't know what I'm doing here? And I think we all face that based on the studies done with imposter syndrome. It's like 80% of the population. The more successful that they get, the more that happens. It's actually the other 20 to 25% that are the imposters.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I'll do a big speaking gig, and then right off, I come off a successful speaking gig. I always say, well, was it any good? Am I ever going to work again?
Right.
Right after we've been most successful. So why do you think that a lot of people actually chase perfection instead of just, I wouldn't say settling, but instead of being 95%, is something that's uniquely American?
I think there might be something to that. I don't have any data for it, but I think it's more entrepreneurial. I think entrepreneurs by their nature and small business people often are, you know, committed to changing the world, and they're based on, you know, very idealistic and visionary opportunities. You know, we want to solve problems. We want to commit ourselves to making the world better, really. And a business is a way to make money doing that. And so I think it's really easy to get caught up in, it's not done yet, I got to work harder. You know, we are overcommitted, overcompetent people. And so I think it's a circular thing that reinforces itself.
And so with the last minute we have is, if people say, yeah, you know, I'm really too much perfectionist, I got to change this, what's the first step they can take to go on that path?
Well, I would say read my book if I was going to be shamelessly self-promoting, because there's a ton of practices in there. But I think it's awareness is the first thing, to be able to say, my God, what am I doing to myself? And then say, how do I get some perspective? And that could be through a peer group, that could be through some introspective work, that could be through journaling or meditation. I mean, I think we all have different mechanisms, but the awareness has to lead to some action to curb that, because you'll just keep accelerating, I believe.
Well, Sue, I think the key word there is practice, practice, practice. Sue, thanks so much for being on the show. And if you want to reach Sue, you can go to www.suehawks.com. It's SUEHAWKES.com. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. Pretty light volume almost everywhere you need to go, but if you are traveling on the city south side, you do want to keep in mind that there are a couple of construction projects in place. Inbound 57, the two right lanes are closed. Halsted into the Dan Ryan, and you're also seeing the two left lanes closed. I should say left lanes are closed on 57. The right lanes are closed on the Dan Ryan up to 87. That's until 7 for construction. And you're also seeing the ramp from Michigan Avenue to inbound on the Bishop 4 closed until 7 as well. Other than that, really looking really nice out there as you are heading out and about. No accidents, no delays to slow you down so far this morning. Forecast is even better. Sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s, lower 60s in some places. Low to mid-30s everywhere around the area. That's traffic on AM560, The Answer.
There's a trend in Europe and is spread like a virus to American schools, banning best friends.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
Yeah, because it excludes other people. But I think you could have 4 to 5 best friends. But my limit's 5. What's your limit?
I don't have any friends. 5 best friends is your limit.
Mm-hmm. I have 5 best friends that protect me, I protect them, and we don't repeat each other's stuff, if you know what I mean.
That's a gang. Those aren't best friends.
Weekday mornings, starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I do feel better in my MS. I used to be right-handed, and now all my fine motor skills are gone. I can't write, and I cannot use knives. I can't, you know, cut and cook. So then I got my husband's Balance Nature books out, and I'm like, oh, my God, you know, all the food and that I'm supposed to be eating is stuff that's in these pills. So it's easier for me to take a pill because I can't chop up some things, and I can't, you know, I just can't do that for myself. That's why I started doing this, too, and I do have more energy. That's working and helping me.
What are you waiting for? Good health is only a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, Amazon is the company when it comes to selling anything on the web. And more small business owners are realizing they can sell their products to the Amazon audience and attract a lot of new and profitable customers. My next guest has done just that. Jody Lewis is from Lucy Lou's. Jody, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. Thanks for having me on.
So give us an overview first of the evolution of your business and what you do.
I've always been interested in crafting and interior design. So about 6 years ago, I purchased a vinyl cutter to make just like some decorative wood blocks that I would sell at local craft shows. Well, after we sold hundreds and hundreds of them, it's a lot of work to create all those blocks. So I decided to just start selling my vinyl lettering. In the first place, I sold it on a third-party website, and that was sort of the beginning of my little business.
So tell us about the vinyl lettering. Who is it for, and what problem are you trying to solve?
So the vinyl lettering, my typical customer is a mom trying to decorate her child's room. Usually, you know, it's an inexpensive way to decorate. It's great for renters because it's not permanent. It's removable. So you can put it up pretty much anywhere. It sticks to interior walls. You can put it on doors. So it's very versatile. That's basically I kind of cater to those who maybe don't have a lot of money to spend on decorating, but they want to do something personalized for their kids.
So somewhere along the line, you decide to quit your day job and do this full time. How'd you come up with the courage to do that?
Well, and that was a recent thing. I'm actually an RN by trade, but so it was really hard for me because I enjoyed that. But I decided to quit because of a couple reasons. First of all, I was exhausted trying to keep up with my job as a nurse and trying to run our home business in the evenings. And then at the point when I finally started making more money doing this business than I do as a nurse, and it was great to have both incomes, but I really struggled because I was giving up a lot of time with my family. So, and I could see that my business was sort of plateauing because I didn't have time to research and create new products and things like that. And so finally, I just decided to talk to my husband, and I said, I have to give up one or the other, and I really enjoy, you know, working at home and being available for the kids and things like that. And so he was on board, and we did it.
So at that point, you realized you had to grow your business, so you turned to Fulfillment by Amazon because you realized that you basically can't do it all yourself. Somewhere along the line, you got to outsource something.
Correct. I decided to go on to Amazon because of the marketplace. I mean, putting your product in front of the millions and millions of users that they have is, first of all, I mean, it's, very user-friendly for me who is a single, I'm a one-man show, so I don't really have all the resources to hire a web designer and those things. And so putting them on Amazon was a easy way for me to get my product out to the people, but also, reach a lot of people without spending a ton of money on advertising.
So was it hard to give up this control of daily operations? Because I find that many entrepreneurs, they want to make sure that they have hands in everything.
It is really hard for me because my focus is on good customer service and a quality product, and to trust other people to put out the same quality as product that I expect has been a learning process for me, but it's worked out well. I actually work with my parents. They're both retired, and so they come over and help me. And, if anybody's going to believe in me and my business, it's going to be them.
And so tell us about what your experience has been with selling on Amazon Handmade and how it's allowed you to achieve your goals of your small business.
So Amazon Handmade has opened up a lot of opportunity for me. First and foremost, the handmade portion, they really focus on keeping people in that category as handmade producers and not allowing big manufacturers in and things like that, which keeps, that's something where I can't compete against a huge business that's selling thousands of products, but I can when it's so it's somewhat exclusive to small businesses and handmade people. And that growth, my sales have almost doubled since I got onto Amazon Handmade. So
Jody, tell us a little about Amazon Handmade, because maybe some of the listeners may not be familiar with that versus the general site.
So Amazon Handmade is exclusively for handmade products. So you physically have to make them. You can't have them manufactured. So some of the portions that obviously you can bring in, but they need to be hand-assembled in your home or your business, which creates – and the other portion of it is customers looking at that realize it's a handmade product, so they're willing to pay a little bit more money to have it, you know, created especially for them.
And so how big is this part of the site, people actually seeking handmade products on Amazon? Because I think this is a really important thing I want to point out, is that a lot of folks don't necessarily associate Amazon with handmade items. But I want folks to understand this is big business.
It really is. It's a big and growing opportunity. The handmade team has been wonderful in getting seller feedback and really focusing on trying to get our products in front of all of those Amazon customers. And so the handmade site, actually, I mean, I think that there's hundreds of thousands of products on it. But people, you know, it's right. We need to change the focus of you know, just buying everyday items on Amazon to also knowing that there's an opportunity to buy something personalized and handmade by another artisan here in the U.S.
So how'd you fit in the cost of using fulfillment by Amazon with the cost in your business and still make a good profit?
So after I realized that there's no way for me to actually do everything, and I utilized fulfillment by Amazon, it was a hard step because I actually ended up raising my prices a few dollars to cover the FBA fee. But in the long run, you know, the first thing buyers do is go to and check Prime, and because they want their product in 1 or 2 days. And so really it's been a natural progression, and more I'm utilizing it for my non-custom items so that they can get in front of more and more people, because in no other, you know, third-party site offers that opportunity to get the product in 2 days.
And you're finding that people will pay a little bit more because they value the handmade product.
Yes, they do. They know. I think that anyone looking for handmade realizes that it's, you know, a person like me and the, you know, in rural Idaho, creating the product especially for them, and they put value into that, knowing that I, you know, I'm going to create the best possible product for them.
And where do you see your business growing now with fulfillment by Amazon?
My hope is to mainly kind of phase out of more personalized products and actually put more products into fulfillment, fulfilled by Amazon, because just because it's so user friendly, I can make 100 products of the same exact item, send them all to fulfillment by Amazon, and not worry about it for another month until I have to do it again. And so that frees up, as far as time constraints, you know, that frees up a lot of my time, because then I can focus on other things instead of making the onesie-twosie items. I'm sending things in bulk.
Right. And what I want people to really understand, Jody, is that by giving the sales channel, by getting it to Amazon sales channel, plus having them fulfill it for you, you're able to spend your time creating the products and listening to what customers really want and running the other parts of your business that need your focus.
Correct. Yes, it has really been transforming. The more items I get on there and the more they sell, the more I realize that this is really a way for me to grow my business without hiring new employees and things like that.
So it seems like that crazy ideas can come true.
They absolutely can. I'm 100%, you know, if you own a small business, you have to be confident in your ability to, you know, create and make and be a go-getter, and that's the attitude I have. So,
well, Jody, thanks for being on the show. If, of course, you want to get one of Jody's products, you can go on Amazon Handmade for Lucy Lou's. Jody, thanks again.
Thank you.
This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Larry Elder says the Democrats are in a tailspin.
I've never seen Democrats on their heels like this since the Harvey Weinstein stuff. Because what Harvey Weinstein is alleged to have done is no different than what Bill Clinton is alleged to have done. Hillary still has not been asked.
What about you, Hillary?
Hillary has never been asked that yet, but she will have to be asked that. These Democrats don't know what to do now.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Cantor. The body of 3-year-old Mariah Woods recovered in North Carolina. 32-year-old Earl Kimray, her mother's live-in boyfriend, facing charges.
The most severe of the charges are concealing the death of Mariah and obstruction of justice. According to the arrest warrant, Kimray moved Mariah's body from the scene of her death and then secretly disposed of her body.
Fox's Brian Yenis, Kimray is held on $1 million bond. The Senate passing its version of tax reform early Saturday morning. The bill now heads to committee for reconciliation with the House measure.
An official estimate for the tax reform bill says it would add more than $1 trillion to the deficit. But Republican leaders say that doesn't take into account the massive growth the bill would unleash.
Fox's Caroline Shively. No Democrats voted yes in the House or the Senate. Bob Corker, the lone Republican no vote in the Senate. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. But if you're on the southeast side, 100th Street is closed over the Calumet River for weekend bridge work, and that should reopen this evening at 7. Also on the south side, seeing a one lane closed on the Bishop Ford. You're down to one lane on inbound 57. That's for construction that leads onto the Dan Ryan right around 95th, where a couple of lanes are shut down until 7 for construction. Otherwise, too bad on the rest of your area roadway, so being head out and about, now's the perfect time to do so. And this report is sponsored by the T.J. Martell Foundation. Join the T.J. Martell Foundation in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn about music's promise for a cure. Forecast for today, it's going to be beautiful. Temperatures in the high 50s, low 60s, sunny skies, 32 at O'Hare, 35 Midway. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out barrymoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Looking for that magical holiday gift and not sure where to go? Don't worry, I have the perfect place. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher here to tell you that you need to give a gift from Rollins Jewelers. They'll help you create that magical holiday moment. You know that buying jewelry is all about trust. Well, Rollins Jewelers in downtown Libertyville is a place you can trust. Who else would offer AM 560 listeners up to $500 in savings on designer brands like Mikimoto, John Hardy, and Roberto Coin? You can also save on luxury watches you love, like Tag Heuer, Michele, and Shinola. You know, as an AM 560 listener, you'll save up to $500 at Rollins Jewelers in downtown Libertyville. Visit RollinsJewelers.com, R-O-L-L-A-N-D, RollinsJewelers.com. And this holiday season, trust Rollins to make all your gift-giving magical. Rollins Jewelers, a family-owned jeweler you can trust.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. We're talking about how fulfillment by Amazon can help your small business grow. Next up is Karone Prochan. She's got a business called Simply Gum. Karone, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Barry.
So tell us a little about Simply Gum.
Absolutely. So Simply Gum is an all-natural chewing gum. I started it about 3 years ago in New York, and the idea behind it was that all conventional gum actually contains plastic as well as other artificial ingredients. So when I found that out, it really upset me to know that I had been chewing on plastic all the time, and so I set out to create a better-for-you option.
And so what made you think that you actually could come out with a gum that everyone would buy, considering it's a very crowded marketplace?
That's a great question. Yes. So gum is a crowded marketplace, but all the brands that you see out there are really controlled by two large companies, Mars and Mondelez. And so there's actually been very little innovation in the category for decades. And as the rest of the grocery industry has been moving towards all-natural, more premium options, whether it's cookies or chips or soda, gum had actually remained totally stagnant with, as I said, very little innovation. And so to me, that really represented a big opportunity. And I knew that because the consumer was going in this direction with regards to other foods, that it made sense they'd probably want the same for gum.
So the hardest part of selling any product like this is not just building it, but actually getting it out to a retail channel where people can see it and buy it. How'd you accomplish that?
So I started small. You know, I was bootstrapping startup, as I said, based in New York, and I started pitching it to local stores in the city. And actually, the first store that took a chance on us was a neighborhood Whole Foods in New York at Columbus Circle, and I went in and I pitched it to the candy buyer in the store. He then took it to the regional office, and they approved it for sale in that store, and it immediately flew off the shelves. That's when I realized that there was something special here, and so I then went to all the other Whole Foods in the city and just kept on going store by store throughout New York.
And then you decide to expand your business using fulfillment by Amazon. Tell us about that process.
Sure. So although we were starting to really get great traction in our home city, of course, as a startup with limited resources, it's hard to get exposure nationwide. And so early on, I knew the power of Amazon and the power of being online. And so I decided to set up an account. I didn't really know what to expect, but I knew that it would give me national reach, which I didn't have at that point. And the results far surpassed my expectations.
And so what were those results?
So right away, our product started selling very well. As I said, it was a great tool, not only in terms of revenue generation, which is obviously important, but really as a means of gaining customer awareness. And so we were able to start advertising we also took advantage of other programs that Amazon offers, which there are a number of.
Yeah, so tell us about those.
So one of those programs is called Subscribe and Save. And basically, it's a way that customers can order subscriptions to your product. And that's great for us because it means that we're converting a customer into a loyal customer who's going to be consistently buying our product month over month. And while that would be very difficult to set up on our own website through Amazon, it was a simple click of the button. We were signed up, and there we were able to offer this capacity, this capability to our customers.
And I want everyone to pause here for a moment and realize how important that is, because with a lot of retail products, it's kind of one and done. You don't have an annuity. But by being selling this through a subscription with Amazon, you really do create an annuity and repeat customers automatically.
That's right. That's right. And especially with FBA, which stands for Fulfillment by Amazon, one of the great things about that is they actually fulfill the products for us, which makes so much sense. So we send in our products to a centralized warehouse, and then as orders come in, they're the ones dealing with the shipping and logistics to all the customers across the country. That makes it much easier for us, because if we had to fulfill those orders ourselves, it would take up a lot of time, a lot of resources, a lot of money. So Amazon made it really easy for us to gain access to customers across the country.
And that is really the weakness of a lot of small business owners. Many of them are really good at, you know, developing a product, manufacturing it, you know, getting it ready for sale. And where they really fall down is in the sales process and the fulfillment. And Fulfillment by Amazon really helped you with that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And another tool that we've used is called Sponsored Ads. And it's basically Amazon's advertising platform. And that's also been incredibly useful for us. We found that the conversion rates on Amazon's advertising platform are much higher than the conversion rates on other platforms. And that's because customers go to Amazon to shop.
That's right.
They're not necessarily searching for research or articles or that sort of thing. They're looking to buy. And so for us, that was really important, because it meant that our dollar was really going much farther than it would through versus other kinds of advertising platforms.
Well, Karan, thanks so much for being on the show and sharing success with Amazon. Of course, if you want to get some Simply Gum or learn more about success, you can go on Amazon Simply Gum. Karan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. As you're traveling on the west side, southwest side, northwest side, do keep in mind that Western will have some rolling closures throughout the morning and into the afternoon. The south is motorcyclists will pull off in the Dan Ryan Woods at 87th and Western at 834, Chicago's 40th annual Toys for Tots Motorcycle Parade. These closures will last from 87th all the way up to Addison. You'll see rolling ramp closures as well on the Eisenhower and the Kennedy. So keep that in mind as you are heading out and about. Also on the southeast side, you are seeing weekend bridge. We're closing the Hunter Street Bridge over the Calumet River until later on this evening. Rest of your roadways are looking delay-free, even with some overnight construction on the Dan Ryan 57 and the Bishop Ford. It's going to be a beautiful day anyway for this ride, as it's going to see sunny skies with temperatures in the upper 50s, lower 60s, 32 O'Hare, 35 Midway, 41 at the lake. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he's finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, especially during this holiday season, more and more people are doing their shopping online and deliver those gifts and products right to their door. But the problem is they deliver it during the day and we all work and no one wants to miss a delivery. My next guest has a solution. Brad Rufkus launched Box Lock, the first internet-connected security padlock designed specifically to protect packages delivered to residential customers. Brad, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. Great to be here.
Well, this has been in the news a lot because Amazon recently launched their Amazon Key. And also, you always see this time of year products being stolen from people's front steps before the people get home. So I know this is a problem that you're trying to solve.
Yep.
So tell us about the product.
Yeah. So Box Lock, it's a smart padlock designed to protect your deliveries. You attach it to any locking storage container. It's got a barcode scanner in the padlock. And so when the delivery driver comes up, they scan the tracking number on the package. The lock then does a double verification to confirm that the package is indeed out for delivery and being delivered to you. If both of those are true, the lock opens, giving the driver access to the storage container so they can put your package safely and securely inside, and you get a notification on your phone letting you know that your package was delivered.
So let me go back for a second. So the key to actually opening up the lock is actually the tracking number from the vendor that's delivering it.
Yep, exactly.
And then you're programming into the lock if it's supposed to be delivered and from whom?
Yeah, well, not from whom, to whom, right? So we one, confirm, is the status of that package actually out for delivery? So is it in the courier's hands being delivered to your home? And so it can't already be delivered. And then the other thing is it going to you? Right? Is this actually a package intended for you as opposed to one of your neighbors or someone else?
And this is a real problem because, as they say, there's a lot of those porch pirates out there, right?
Yeah, so it's pretty crazy. So they said there are apparently about 23 million victims of package theft. It's about 11 million packages are stolen each year. And it's a really rough number, right? Most package thefts go unreported or reported to different parties. So no one really has a true picture of how big the problem really is.
Now, you decided to come out with a product that you're not selling the storage locker, you're just selling the lock. Why not sell the whole thing?
Yeah, so there are lots of different homes. They come in all different sizes and styles and have different spaces for different containers. There are lots of locking storage containers on the market. And so we really wanted to be able to give consumers the broadest range of flexibility to find what fits their needs.
And I think this is a really important point for a lot of entrepreneurs because you don't have to provide the whole solution. If there's part of the solution that's already out there and that's working, you're providing really the pain that's really in the solution, which is really this internet lock.
Yeah, so that's really where we focused, and that'll allow us to get to make a great hardware product and have a great software solution that works really well around it without having to worry about the distraction of making something that people are already making.
So where'd you get the courage actually to do this? Because, you know, Brad, a lot of people have the idea, but most people don't say, well, I actually can make one of these and sell it because it is hard.
Yeah, definitely. It isn't easy, and I didn't necessarily come from a hardware background. You know, they say when you get really excited, it's not the solution you get excited about, it's the problem. And so earlier this year, my wife and I, we had recently moved, and we knew it was going to be a problem. And so we got cameras installed in the house, and about 3 weeks after we moved in, get a notification on my phone that two packages were delivered. And then 15 minutes later, I get another notification that there was motion at the front porch. And I pull up my phone and I watch the two packages get stolen.
Wow.
And so all of a sudden we joined those 23 million victims.
Now it became your problem.
Yeah, it became our problem. I started looking at what else was out there. And, you know, the other solutions, there's really not a lot of options.
And How have you been able to sell this product? Are you selling it direct or through retail?
Yeah, so we're actually launching on this coming Tuesday on Kickstarter, so consumers will have the opportunity to back us and get a lock. We're currently in pilots in the Atlanta area, and we'll be selling it in pre-sales directly from ourselves, and hopefully we'll be in retail later next year.
Okay, so this is going to be for next Christmas.
Yeah, so we'll be shipping in next summer.
And do you expect to have it available through retail outlets like a Home Depot or Lowe's?
You know, that's our hope. Obviously, as we go through the process, we'll start looking at what that looks like probably early next year. We've had some initial conversations with some different retailers, but really haven't tried too hard until we can get the first round kind of done here.
And who are the other competitors out there, Brad, besides Amazon Key?
Well, so there's kind of a range of options that have been, some of them have been around for a really long time, right? So the I'd go on one end of the spectrum is inconvenience. And that's, you've always been able to send your packages to a UPS store or a FedEx store or ship them to the office. So that's one bucket. It works. It's just inconvenient. The second I'd refer to is kind of ineffective, right? It'll give you a good, they're monitoring solutions that like cameras and that can tell you whether or not something has occurred, but they can't really allow you to do anything about it. And then more recently, there's this third bucket that I think has been met with skepticism around its invasiveness, but you've seen Amazon Key's announcement last week, and Walmart did a similar partnership with August Smart Lock about a couple months ago.
Yeah, well, it's definitely something that's needed. If you want to get one of these, go to www.getboxlock.com. Brad, have a safe holiday season.
All right, I appreciate it, Barry.
This is AM 560 The Answer. We're going to be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our two-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now, that bond is frayed.
And we need a place that could make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around water.
The Y fills the gaps.
And bridges our divides.
But they can't do it without us.
Donate today.
Because where there's a Y, there's an us.
Read by members of the Y.
The Y, for a better us.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, there's a new source for short-term lending in the marketplace, and I think who it is might surprise you. Gina Taylor-Cotter is the General Manager, SVP of Global Commercial Financing for Global Commercial Payments at American Express. Gina, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I was very excited to see this, that American Express is getting involved in a short-term lending solution. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to announce that we've launched American Express Business Loans. It is an offering that is really focused on closing one of the biggest financing gaps for small businesses. which is smaller loans at an affordable price. We are really excited to have this offering out for our small business customers. It enables them to get access to capital at a low cost that's competitive. It's fast and easy. They can apply and be approved within minutes by a trusted provider, which is American Express.
Wow. And so what is the process? I'm going online, and how much am I putting in, and what happens?
Yeah, so it's a pretty easy process for a small business owner. Say you're Joe, the owner of Joe's Pizzeria, and Joe is an American Express Open Card member and has a need to enhance and renovate his kitchen at his pizzeria. He wants to buy a few things and upgrade it. And he stumbles upon the American Express Business Loans offering. He sees it when he's on his account online. And he basically, it's a very simple process. He will go through with a couple of clicks and be able to be approved for the loan within minutes, as I mentioned. He just has to specify the amount he's looking for. It ranges anywhere between $3,500 and $50,000. And the duration, the time in which he wants to repay it. And he can choose between 1, 2, or 3 years. And it's pretty simple.
Wow, it sounds very simple. Now, do you have to be an open card member to be able to be part of this process?
Yes. So it is at the moment by invitation only for American Express open card members.
And what is the typical rate that you're seeing, the range of rates that the loans are being made at?
Sure. We offer fixed interest rates with APRs ranging from 6.98% up to 19.97%. We found that this is quite competitive relative to the options that small businesses may have when they go to the online lenders.
Well, I was really glad to see that American Express got into this because, it, as you said, it really is a gaping hole in the marketplace, and it's really what something that small businesses need.
Yes. So we did find that the need for small-dollar loans is high for small businesses, and there is a gap in the marketplace. When small businesses go to banks, they may want to go through this process, but it could be quite tedious and lengthy, and some banks are not looking to focus on issuing small-dollar loans. And so then the alternative, as I mentioned, was going to online lenders, but the pricing could be quite high for small businesses going that route. So we found that we neatly fit between the traditional banks and the online lenders with a solution that is fast and easy, it's low cost and competitive, and as I mentioned earlier, by a trusted provider, which is American Express.
Well, Gina, thanks for being on the show, and I want to thank all of you for joining us on this week's radio show. I want to thank our sponsors, Nextiva and Amazon. I also want to thank our staff, our booking producer, Sarah Schaffran, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, you got to give me a call, 773-837-8250, or email me at barry@maltz.com. Remember, love everyone. Trust the few and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
You are about to hear